Listen to me. Close your eyes. Breathe deeply. Then let my voice enter your ears. Just forget. Forget about everything. The bills. The job. The stupid people you have to speak to. Forget about them. Forget about everything. Forget about them, and let me tell you a story. Let my voice enter you and lead you through that beautiful story. Let my voice enter your brain and deliver my story into it. Your brain will do the special effects. It's good at it. So, just imagine you're sleeping in your bed. In the middle of the night, all stretched out across your bed, naked, in the middle of that warm summer night. And then suddenly, the light in your bedroom turns on and wakes you up. Just imagine this. You are strapped down. On your bed. Do you feel it? Try to escape. Try to break free. Do you see? You can't. You open your eyes. And then you see her. It. Standing inches away from you. On your left. It has the shape of a woman. But snugly encased in a dark, sleek suit. Like an alien being from outer space, another dimension, or a distant future. What is it? What is she? Just imagine her looking at you, at your naked body, strapped down onto your bed. Just imagine the straps on your wrist, on your ankles, pinning you down onto your bed. And just imagine her suit, sleek and sturdy plates protecting her limbs and joints. And in between, a smooth and matte black material covering her whole being. No threads, no creases, no folds. Nothing of her is visible but the suit. Is there a woman in there? A human being? Or is it a robot made to look feminine? Or an alien with a feminine shape? Who knows? Now, just try to imagine her mask, her face. A face devoid of any humanity, of anything you can relate to. No mouth, no nose, but a hard snout protruding from that mockery of a face. Tubing and wiring going out of that snout, worming into the back of her head, to her back and out of your sight. No words, no breath, no emotion. Comes out of her face. No eyes, but two orbs of darkness, faceted like the eyes of an insect. Eyes that do not see, but rather coldly gather data to make fast and definitive decisions, life and death decisions, within milliseconds. Eyes that are considering you, analyzing you, deciding about you. Just imagine her face, her eyes, and your eyes locked into them. Like the eyes of a rabbit looking at a snake. She considers you immobile, standing in front of you. And then she moves her hand towards your face, deliberately but slowly. And gently, You are so terrified. You do not move. You do not dare make a sound. Imagine this hand making a graceful orb towards your face while a cold shiver runs down your spine. The inside of her hand, from the palm to the tip of her slender fingers, is covered with dark and soft material. And now, her fingers touch your forehead. They feel warm and soft, but this touch makes you shudder. They do not have the smoothness of human skin, but one of their own. They are, perhaps, more smooth and gentle even than the skin of a woman. Just feel her left hand gliding down gently onto your cheekbone, your cheek, your chin, your mouth, your lips. And this slow, gentle movement is so smooth, so regular, it gives you a strange shiver where fear and arousal mix together in an otherworldly feeling. Arousal. Yes, arousal. You do not understand what is happening to you. You are aroused by this apparition, this alien. You're aroused by this woman, thing, whatever, standing in front of you, touching you, with a gentleness and a sweetness that you didn't think could emerge from such a nightmarish lady. Her hand continues to glide down your neck so gently, and you feel your arteries pulsing against her fingers, begging not to be torn apart. You feel like a soap bubble that can pop at any second. But her hand stays soft and gentle. It continues its journey down, down to your chest. Still mesmerized by the black mirrored lenses of her mask, her hand rubs your belly, and you realize that your cock is actually stiffening. Out of shame, your eyes go down too, and they catch the sight of her hand going down, her hand wrapping itself around your cock. That smooth, warm, soft, dark material wrapping itself around your cock. This makes you shudder. A muted grunt comes out of your mouth. You close your eyes and try and erase what you just saw, but God, you feel it. Her hand, this warm and soft material, wrapped around your cock. Some weird, foreign thoughts into your brain. Thoughts planted by her into your brain. Meanwhile, her other hand now makes the same journey down, caressing your body, your forehead,
fear.
Your
it's
cheek,
okay.
Your mouth.
Just calm down.
Your neck.
Let it go.
Your chest.
I do not hurt people.
Your belly.
I do not kill humans.
And then the hand around your cock unwraps.
Open your eyes.
Your frustration makes you open your eyes.
Look at my hand.
Then you see that hand going away from your cock.
Look at me.
And then behind her back.
You're doing good.
And then back towards your.
Yes.
Holding something.
It wants you.
A strange thing.
Look at it.
Some sort of cylinder.
You will feed it.
With tubing running away from it to somewhere in her back.
No harm.
And clearly, that cylinder is aimed at your cock.
Just pleasure.
It's already twitching.
Release.
as if it knows what was to come.
Except
to come. Yes, to come. Your cock enters that cylinder, that pollock. The inside has the same otherworldly smoothness than the palm of her glove.
Feel it.
The same warmth.
Except.
But it is all wet and slippery.
It won't hurt.
And then it starts to pulsate.
Except.
And then your world comes down to only a few things.
Stop thinking.
Your strapped ankles and wrists.
Except.
Your face enclosed in her caressing hands.
I won't harm you.
The two dark orbs your eyes are drowning into.
Stare.
And the exquisite feeling your cock endures.
Given.
The velvet darkness engulfing your cock rubs it up and down. Up and then down. And again. And again.
Feed it.
Her expert, gloved fingers stroke each pressure point on your face.
Stop thinking.
That inhuman face is so sleek and beautiful. You feel like you're looking into a technological goddess.
Stare.
Fear has gone now. She can kill you, erase you from this world, and you don't care anymore.
This is good.
The velvet darkness engulfing your cock gets tighter and smoother. It wants to be fed. It demands its feed. It will pump it out of you. You do not even know what it is, but it already knows you. How to play with you. How to break your will. How to melt your mind. How to make you beg. How to make you feed it, to pump you dry, whether you want it or not. And you know you will not resist it for long. Meanwhile, her hands come back to your face. They gently stroke it, and her mask, her face, those two black lenses are just inches away.
Stare.
You already know that you will not last long as tangles run along your strapped ankles and wrists.
Give it.
Your cock is also touched and rubbed by soft pads coming out of nowhere. Each touch feeling both like a kiss and a burn.
Let it go.
Your tension is so high. Your breath so shallow that you wonder if you will not asphyxiate.
Do not think.
Her face, her mask, is the only thing there is to see.
Stare.
You try so much to resist what is happening, but you can't. You just can't.
Feed it.
And at the moment you are gonna give in, surrender, one of those pads lands itself onto your frenulum and starts to vibrate. And your last bit of resistance explodes.
Let it go.
Sending shockwaves through your body.
Let it drown you.
Your ankles, your wrists feel like they're being electrocuted by jolts of pressure.
Given to me.
Her hands holding your face and sparkles of pleasure all around it.
Enjoy this.
You almost see them flying out of your body. And her face, that brutally technological and synthetic face, burns itself into your eyes and your mind.
Good. Be good. You're good.
Her face gives release. Her face is release. Give in to her. Accept release. Accept. Slowly, the pleasure ebbs, leaving behind small sparks going off here and there. You feel your cock finishing to empty itself, to give itself, to feed this pump coming from another world.
Except.
you realize that you are crying, tear after tear rolling out of your eyes.
It's okay.
Your face did not move, and her hand continues to caress you, slowly, gently.
You fed it.
It gently touches your tears and removes them from your eye.
It's over.
What happened? What just happened?
I gave you pleasure.
Why is this happening? Why?
Because you gave in.
Your brain searches desperately to find sense of all this.
Do not think.
While you cry into the hands of an alien being that gave you the strongest release you ever had.
Just feel. Give in. And feed it.
Her hand comes to your face, holding some sort of a mask.
I will give you peace.
A breathing mask in the same black and gray blue colors.
Look at peace.
She will give you a kiss.
Peace is warm and soft.
An alien kiss, fitting what she is.
Peace comes to you.
Still staring at her eyes, you see the mask coming towards you.
Accept.
Landing on you.
Breathe in.
And you breathe in.
Breathe out.
And as you breathe out, your mind starts to unravel.
Give in.
To slowly dissipate like a puff of smoke.
Accept peace.
Her face, alien and beautiful, becomes a simple image blankly registered by your mindless eye.
You did good.
And what she does next is unknown to your limp self lying at her disposal.
I won't harm you.
All stretched out across your bed, naked, in the middle of that warm summer night.